to Tango Mobile.
Rusty, this is Enduro TR Mobile. Behind some idiot that's been texting for miles up here on White Hampton.
Well, I got one behind one of those the other day. And I'm out to do a property inspection this morning. Of course, I'm not due there for about 45 minutes, but I'm leaving myself lots of time to get there this morning. You know what I mean?
I'm headed to a dermatologist doctor appointment for us. And then I don't know what else Maurice wants to do.
Hi, Rusty.
Morning, Bernice.
She didn't say anything about wanting to go to any grocery stores or anything, Rusty. On the way back, which one? She's not made her mind up yet. Typical old woman, huh?
Take me into that statement, my friend. That you're asking for trouble, she's sitting close to you. And remember, you're driving the car, too. So behave yourself. Well, I got a property inspection, and then I'm probably going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may go to Olive Garden for a little bit of lunch today and decide what I'm going to do. I don't know. I got a few other errands to run. So, anyway, but I thought I'd holler and see who's out there and what's going on.
Called out several times. Well, I'm showing 85 degrees, Rusty. And we're looking at the skyline here coming into downtown Greenville. At least the humidity's down some. That's helpful. But I guess the heat's supposed to just keep increasing next week. No rain in sight. That doesn't sound like anything that we need.
Well, it just jumped up to 82 degrees over here. And also, it's taking its time to increase. And, like I said, I'm going up here. Got to look at the area I've got to be in for this inspection and take a look around before I actually go to do the inspection and get things done. And I see a place over here where they're clearing some more land, and it looks like they're getting ready to put in apartments over there because they've got the piping in the ground for close together like apartments would be. And here comes the Spartanburg Community College truck driver training truck going by.
I thought about doing that one time. After our plant closed down after 125 years in business, my friend Joe did it, and he drove truck for a little while, and then he started driving ambulances. But I think it's all ended by now. As old as he is, he was older than I was. I worked with him for about 32 years up at the machine shop. That's what he did afterwards. But I'm sorry to hear they're building more apartments down there, but that's the general way. I heard the machinery start up this morning over behind us. Rather aggravating. I walked out the back door there in the basement yesterday, and there was one of them stupid deer standing there eating Bernice's flowers. And it was a doe, so I charged at it and hollered at it, and it got out of Dodge. Those stupid things, they're messing up the wildlife's natural flow back there because they're putting a road right through where they normally stay at. And so now the dang things are coming up in our yard.
When civilization moves in, the animals move out. They move somewhere else. And sometimes it's into yards, sometimes it's into subdivisions and other things, you know, go on and you find problems. So, this place is up here on Blackstock Road here in Spartan. Over here in the area, the address where they're building these things is Roebuck. There used to be just a piece of land there, a big, huge piece of land with a couple of houses that were falling down. They finally they leveled the whole area. I got a feeling there's got to be another one of these convenience store gas stations going on right at the corner, and then those apartments are all going to be back in behind it back there. So I guess we'll see what happens and where it goes from there and what they do. And I'll, but it is a pretty morning out here. Like I said, it's 82 degrees here, and there was a little bit of a breeze in my yard, so it wasn't bad out there. And, you know, I'm just easing along here on my way to where I'm going.
Put up on the courthouse down here. Went downstairs last night and didn't stay down there but about an hour. It was we were tired from staying up that night before, so we just went back upstairs. I didn't work any, well, I worked one yesterday. I saw a K1 TR. Anytime I see a TR, I work them. Yesterday afternoon, they had that CW. It's a contest they do quite regularly. And, once the screen just went, they're saturated with them. I might have to start doing that someday. It's fun. They see how many they can work, I guess. But had a nice visitor yesterday, if you ever get a chance to meet him, K6KEN, I think it is, Rusty. And he's really a nice guy. He come over and visit us and wanted to look at the antenna field and that. Very, very intelligent gentleman. And really, really, really enjoyed him. I didn't give him quite enough information, but he was more than happy. But I remembered some things I needed to pass on to him. I'll catch him on here one of these days. I hear him talking to Patrick in the afternoon sometimes. Well, I'm getting near my destitution here, and down here by Augusta Road. And just got a few blocks to go, so I'll let you go. Maybe we'll catch you on the way back. W2TN0TR73. Have a good day, Rusty.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. Talk to you after a while, Tom. W2T.